I'm in the mood to, I guess, ramble. Yeah, give you some random thoughts here. In particular, on the coronavirus. That seems to be the subject on everybody's mind, everybody's tweets, everybody's Facebook, everybody's talking about the coronavirus. So, as a hairstylist, I'm going to go ahead, who's also an ex-wrestler, keep in mind, but I'm going to give my unsolicited opinion, my random thoughts regarding the coronavirus, and if you don't want to hear how I feel about what I think is actually the coronavirus, then you probably don't want to listen to the rest of this podcast. But if you are interested in hearing how I look at the coronavirus, stay tuned. Okay, so I've got some coffee. That means I'm going to be doing some talking. the coronavirus, it definitely does seem to be monopolizing everything from the stores to the schools to the workplaces. You know, I'm a hairdresser, so this is why it's kind of on my mind, because actually the other day I had to go do some shopping and I needed to pick up the hand sanitizer and cleaning supplies for the salon. And I went to the beauty supply and the first thing I'm told is, well, hey, you can get your barbicide, but we're out of all the other stuff. I'm like, what? Okay. So then I went to another store. And they didn't have it either. They're like, sold out, sorry, sold out. And then I went to the 99 cent store, sold out, to get like hand sanitizer and just some antibacterial spray, what have you. And then I went to the Dollar Tree. And then I went to Walmart. And then I went to the Pep Boys. And then I went to CVS. I went to all the places I knew for a fact sold hand sanitizer. Lowe's. Home Depot. Everybody sold out. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's just insane. They're like, well, everybody's all panicking because, you know, the coronavirus. I'm like, the coronavirus, really? Okay, so coronavirus. All right. So then I go to eBay. And I did try to order some hand sanitizer off of eBay. And much to my surprise, the first thing I see is everything that's normally sold at the 99 cent store. For 99 cents, the hand sanitizer bottles, they were being sold for $38 for a little 2 ounce bottle of hand sanitizer and $12 shipping. And I'm thinking, that's just crazy. I ain't going to pay it. So I went ahead and just bought some bars of soap. That's right, the original hand sanitizer. It does work, but I'm hoping regular sanitizer comes in soon. All right, I'm back. So, I'm hoping the hand sanitizer is available soon because I need that stuff for work. Not to mention I use it myself every time I get in the car because I am a firm believer in sanitizing my hands. I'm a clean freak, okay? OCD. It is no secret. You know, I drive everybody nuts because I'm always cleaning. And, that hand sanitizer, it does at least protect you a little bit if you've touched something that may have some bacteria on it, viruses on it, what have you. It just to make sure that, you know, in case you accidentally touch your face, because as long as you don't touch your face after touching something that has bacteria and viruses, it will prevent you from getting pretty much any contagious illness. There's a lot of illnesses out there, not just the coronavirus. But yeah, a lot of illnesses. And so if there's an upside to everybody panicking about the coronavirus, clearly it's the fact that now they're going to be paying a little extra attention to washing their hands and what they're touching and making sure that hopefully that if they do cough or whatever, they're going to do it in their shoulders instead of on their hands. But, you know, you run the risk of catching so many more infectious illnesses simply by using that debit machine, that credit card machine, you know, where you punch in your codes and stuff. Because a lot of people that touch that thing, they just got through wiping their ass in the bathroom. Okay, there's no doubt about it. Or picking their nose or, you know, touching some food that, you know, they probably shouldn't be touching and transferring it over to. I don't like touching those machines. I don't. So I always have the hand sanitizer in the car to make sure, yeah, I wipe my hands down if I have to touch that. But, yeah, as a hairdresser, okay, I, you know, clearly I'm not a doctor. Clearly I am not a scientist or anything like that. But I was required as a hairstylist who was, you know, learning all the different things out there to guard against, because as hairdressers, we do have to sanitize everything we in between our clients, and in particular due to the infectious diseases. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there, not, you know, long before the coronavirus. But I'm going to go out on a limb here. If you're still with me, just keep in mind what I'm getting ready to say, okay? Just listen up to my theory here. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready to hear what my theory is regarding the coronavirus? Okay, well, you're going to hear it. Here it is. As a hairstylist, who's also an ex-wrestler, who had to guard against different infectious illnesses, because when I was wrestling, that was full body contact, okay? And, yeah, against the mat, and, you know, you got to deal with scabies and all that other stuff that's, you know, not very pleasant to think about, but it exists, okay? And as a hairstylist, yeah, we had to learn what to look out for regarding our clients, especially if they are running a temperature. Like, you know, when you get ready to get them a haircut and you feel their forehead and you're like, ooh, you need to go because you are sick. But, yeah, and sanitize. You can never sanitize enough. I'm serious here when I say that. You know, this is not just because of my OCD, but seriously, you can never be overprotective enough when it comes to the different diseases that are out there. Okay, so here's my theory. I seriously believe that the coronavirus is technically a secondary infection. Now, if you're familiar with the secondary infection, you might understand why I feel this way. But if you're not familiar with what a secondary infection is, let me explain it to you. One, and the reason I say this, that it's a secondary infection, is because to date, so far, with everybody dealing with the coronavirus, the word is no kid has gotten the coronavirus, no child. Okay, so this is where my thought came in, that this must be a secondary infection. Now, a secondary infection is an infection that you get, like, say, if you have an open wound on your leg, your arm, wherever you get things, and then you end up getting a staph infection. The staph infection would be the secondary infection of the skin infection you had, because a staph infection, it's built up immunities, and it's not responding to the antibiotics, okay? As a child, if you get chickenpox, when you're older, you're an adult, you get the secondary infection of shingles. Okay, again, it's because you have the antibodies already in your body. You're fighting. You know, it happened to you already, and it's along your nervous system and body memory being what it is. It shows up years later in the form of shingles. If you get herpes on the mouth, simplex one, when you're younger, right, or whenever you get it, years later, it shows up again in the form of an infection known as Bell's palsy. And that's where your face gets, it doesn't move. It's like paralyzed on one side. And, you know, you have a hard time talking. And that's because when you had the herpes simplex 1, depending on what nerve it was sitting on, it travels, it lays dormant, and then it shows up later in the form of Bell's palsy. And that lasts for about a month for most people. And then it goes away. When you get the flu, the actual flu, sometimes the secondary infection, if you can't fight it, is pneumonia. Right? Okay. At this point in time, you know, there are, you know, like if you get a bladder infection, then you get a kidney infection. You know, there's one is like the forerunner. And then the secondary infection is what took place because you got that one infection. And a lot of different flus have been around over the last few years. And people were all getting shots. And even after they get those shots, they're still getting the flu. Even though, because it didn't cover that flu. Oh, well, that was for a different flu. That was for a different flu, but at least this flu won't be so bad for you to deal with because you got a shot. Now, I'm almost, like I said, ready to go to the bank on this. I really believe that the coronavirus is a secondary infection of one of the flus. Because everybody that's getting the coronavirus, you know, are older. Yeah, they are not kids. No child has gotten it. And they have all had the flu at one point in their life. They have all had a flu shot. That I'm, like I said, 100% almost positive. I mean, from what I realize about infectious illnesses, I bet if the CDC, it would just, or the World Health Organization would just test one of these people that has the coronavirus, I bet they will find that they have the antibodies for the flu, or they have the antibodies from previous flu shots. And so the coronavirus technically is like another form of the flu, a secondary infection, due to the fact that they are immune. You know, like when that penicillin don't work no more, it's because they've built up, you know, the immunity to it. It just doesn't do its job anymore. They've had too much of it. And I think the coronavirus is everybody that's getting it. Are people who have had the flu or had numerous flu shots. And I'm waiting to hear whether or not that's actually what's happening. I just know I personally have never had a flu shot. I haven't had the flu. You know, I've been very fortunate, knock on wood here. Yeah, I'm knocking away because I have not been sick. And I never touch my face, and I always wash my hands. So I do my best to, you know, make sure I don't get sick. But yeah, the coronavirus, okay. In some respects, there's an upside to it. Perhaps people will start doing what they can to not get ill. And in the process of trying to not get the coronavirus, they'll also not get the other viruses and illnesses that are out there, because there will be practicing good hygiene and practicing, you know, methods of, you know, protection. And, you know, that's a good thing. Everybody will be healthier. But I still think at this point in time that the World Health Organization or the CDC, whoever has those little testing kits, I think they should take a test and see if the coronavirus is actually a secondary infection. I do. I think they should find out if the people who have the coronavirus have the antibodies for the flu, for, you know, from the flu shots. You know, it's not any crazier than any other theory out there, right? Oh, well, okay, so there you go. There's my thoughts and my unsolicited opinion regarding the current hysteria surrounding coronavirus. All right, yeah, that's all I got for tonight. Yeah, I've done enough rambling. Thanks for listening. But I do believe that the coronavirus is a secondary infection. And hopefully in time, that will be confirmed by the World Health Organization. Or if it's not confirmed that that is the cause, hopefully they will know what the cause of the coronavirus is, where it originated from, how it got started, and why only adults are getting it. Because, you know, it really is kind of odd that no child has gotten it. So that's what led me to believe that perhaps this is a secondary infection of the flu and multiple flu shots. But, yeah, that's just my unsolicited opinion. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.